Hey guys, Randy Arias here. Today I want to share with you 6 things that you should implement into your body language to become more confident. Now the good news is that whenever you act like something physically, your mind has no option but to go with it. Like if you were to look in the mirror and smile at yourself for like 2 minutes, you would naturally have no other way to feeling than happy. So when you look at yourself smiling, you're gonna be happy inside just by doing the gesture, the body language of smiling. And so I wanna just explain to you that that is the power of body language. And again, 93% of any communication, including this, is body language. So I wanna go right into it. Number one, eye contact. Have you ever spoke to someone, and maybe this is you, but you didn't keep the eye contact? Because if it's you, then you probably felt like, you know, you weren't just confident enough to look them in the eye. So you kind of look down, or you talk to them, but you look to the side, or they look at you and they look to the side and they're talking to you. You're here, but they're looking here. And so that is a big sign that you're not confident. So our goal is to keep eye contact when we talk to people. Okay. Now, here's the trick. What you want to do is when you are talking, you look at them in the eyes. Okay, if you don't want to look at one eye, you look at both. And if you have a hard time doing that, you look at one, then the other, then the mouth, then the other eye, then the mouth, you know, like that. So you're constantly keeping your eyes on them. When you're listening, a confident person doesn't always look at them. It looks to the side or looks somewhere else. Okay, not down. Don't look down, but look to the side. Because when they're talking to you and you don't give them that eye contact 100%, it has been proven that that is a confident, makes you more of the confident person. Now, in a job interview, I don't recommend that. But in the everyday world, it's okay to look away when they're talking to you. But when you are talking to them, you keep that eye contact. That gives you the power, the overhand, the confidence that you are the alpha. Okay, that goes for men and women. Okay, guys? Number two, relax shoulders. That's huge, guys. When you're talking, but you look tense, like your shoulders are not relaxed, what happens is you are talking, but the person can sense that you're not comfortable. And so then they become not comfortable because it exudes onto them. Okay. Unless they have a very strong confidence in themselves, but more than likely you're going to mess it up. So just relax, you know, relax your shoulders, take a deep breath and just let your arms hang, you know, like spaghettis. And that'll relax your shoulders to the point where, you know, they become natural, okay? Of course, you want your shoulders back and relaxed, okay? Not hunch over, back and relaxed, okay? That's number two. Number three, when you walk, you must be walking slow. A confident or alpha personality does not walk fast, you know? We walk slow. We walk at our own pace. And if you're walking with someone, they need to match your walking speed. You don't match theirs. That's a sign of confidence. And they unconsciously will see you as the more confident person. Okay? So that's number three. Walk slower. Number four, lean back when you talk to people. So if you're talking to a girl or you're talking to just anyone in general, like right now I'm standing kind of, you know, like this, right? What I want to do if I was talking to someone, you know, just where I want to be confident, I just want to kind of like, you know, kick back and just, you know, just 1 foot. Like all of my weight is in 1 foot. And what this means is that you're not afraid to fall. You got nothing to hide. What is there to be tense about? You're relaxed. And so you're kind of leaning, you see? You're kind of leaning. So you're not afraid of balance. You know, when you stand like this, you know, you're carrying a very strong balance. You're very stable, which means you're not all the way comfortable. So you want to sort of just kick back, you know, don't cross your arms. Don't do that. But, you know, just arms down, relaxed, you know, looking at them, neck exposed, and all your weight basically on one leg. If you wanted to be a little more confident than that, you could always lean back against the wall. You know, have that confidence look, you know what I'm saying? So like you do it like this. So that's how leaning back can help you to become more of a confident person. Okay. Number five is be open And this is huge. A lot of people like to close up. And by that, I mean like you cross your arms or you hunch over or you go like this or you hold. But all these things are closing you. Think of like dogs. When they want you to pet them, they kind of lay on their back and they open up to you and, you know, they leave themselves exposed. That's what you should be doing. When you talk, show your chest, show your neck, be exposed, you know, open. If you could almost picture yourself going like this, that's how you should be coming out. Like, you know, when you talk to people, just be open. Just do not be afraid. Expose your neck, expose your chest. Be, you know, have that confidence. Stand tall. Relax your shoulders. That's basically where we're at. Number six. This was a little weird one for me, but it works and it's been known to build confidence. And that is, if you're gonna touch your hands, do this, what they call the steeple, okay? S-T-E-E-P-L-E, steeple. I never heard of it, but anyway, this is it. What you do is you kind of like, you know, if you're talking to someone, you're going like this. Or if you're talking, you could be going like this, or you could bring it down low. But basically, you just steeple. You're just touching your fingers like this. You're not going like this, rubbing your hands. This is a sign of insecurity, okay? This rubbing yourself is a sign of insecurity. But steepling is more like a confidence thing. Okay? So that's the number six. And, you know, use them all so that way it can help you. So just to recap, guys. Number one, eye contact. Number two, relax shoulders. Number three, walk slow. Number four, lean back. Number five, be open. And number six, steeple. All right, guys. So these are six tips that you can use right now to implement into your body language to exude that you are confident and that you believe in yourself. And so I hope you learned something today. I will see you with the next videos. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe. Thank you.